Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Women of Vision show. I am your host, Maurice Brown. And
Sarah Chapin.
And today, we have a new host, which is Licia.
Licia Prater. Hi, hey. Ladies. Hi, everyone.
And she's been here. This is her third time. And yeah. I noticed she's like so good on the mic, like just so comfortable.
Well, thank you.
And I'm so grateful you accepted. Thank you for being here.
I am so grateful that you offered. This was fun. I'm super excited about coming in. Yeah.
And it's fun getting to know all the ladies.
Yes.
So for those of you just tuning in, Women of Vision, if you want to know what Women of Vision is, we have a website, womenofvisionmovement.com. But we are a group of women supporting women. Our tagline is embracing our uniqueness to inspire others. And what we do here in the we interview the women that has been making positive changes in their life as well as in the community. And today, our guest is Ali Evers. So excited because this woman, I've been trying to get her in here, first of all, since we started a podcast 3 years ago, but she's just so busy and just her life is filled with purposeful things, so been meaning to get her on here. But not only is she like a woman boss with Boheme Spa Salon, but she also does a lot for our community, and she's also been a major supporter for Women of Vision since the beginning. So I'm so excited. But before we get to talk to her, I just want to read a little bit of her bio. She moved from Wisconsin in 2005, so she's not a Redding native. She's been married for 24 years with two kids, owned Boheme since 2009, been an esthetician. Thank you very much. Since 1996, love owning a business, and her approach as a leader is seeing business as a partnership with all her teams and leading as a partner versus boss. Wow, that's a lot there. We're going to get into that more. And she's been in the beauty industry since 1995 and have been all things front desk, service provider, educator, regional sales leader, and now owner. She loves to volunteer locally and currently super passionate about getting people registered to vote and supporting more equality in our community.
Yes.
So needless to say, you know, the hour will go by fast, and I'm hoping to get through all of this. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from. I mean, I know it says Wisconsin, but.
I'm from Milwaukee. Pretty much born and raised, had lived there a long time. I'm a city girl for sure. I worked in Chicago for a long time, but I'm here. I'm here in Redding. I love Redding. For the most part.
Same girl, same.
Learning to love Redding. It's taking a long time. It's so different than the Midwest.
Right.
Just everything is so different about the West Coast versus the Midwest. And that's a learning curve for some people.
For sure.
It's definitely been a learning curve for me. I did grow up part of my life in a small town. It was a small town of around 4,000 people, about a half an hour outside of Milwaukee. So I have lived on a farm. I've had horses. You know, I've done that. Growing up, but city for me is definitely my jam.
So how'd you end up in Redding?
Good question. Long story short, I took a job on the West Coast, and I worked for the Aveda Corporation, which is the product line that we carry at our salon. I've been with Aveda for a really, really long time, since basically 1996. But I was a corporate employee for them. Just a couple years prior to accepting that position, I came out to Redding to visit family, and I spent 2 days out here, and while I was out here, I bought a piece of property from that family, and so I bought it without telling my husband. I came home with this piece of property that overlooked just a lake, like literally stood on it for 5 minutes and bought it, and my family was like, really? Like, you actually want this? And I'm like, yep, I'm going to buy this. So I bought a 5-acre piece of property that overlooks the McLeod arm of Shasta Lake. And when we had the opportunity to move out here, I took a position on the West Coast. We decided to build a house on that property. So we never had planned on living on it. It was just sort of like a piece of property we'd come visit and camp on and do our thing on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And my husband took a couple years off of work and actually built our house by hand.
Wow.
He has no building experience. He just taught himself the whole time.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he also was a stay-at-home dad. had throughout the process because I was still working and traveling and I had a baby in the middle of it. And so he built the house by hand and now we live there and we live on the property and there we are in Reading or outside of Reading. I live closer to Lakehead.
Yeah.
But we're here and
that
we love it.
So cool. So, that's yeah. such a cool story.
It's fun. It's different.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you learn something new. I've known you for 3 years now and yeah. I didn't even know that. And yeah. I always see like your pictures of gardening out
yeah.
there.
I literally live on the side of a mountain. So my garden is, you know, one day is just going to fall down. But it's pretty amazing. It's, you know, we live out in the woods, so traveling into Reading kind of feels like my adventure into the city.
Sure.
So. Yeah. Yep. You get to live both worlds.
I
do. The both worlds.
Yeah.
I mean, I live just outside 10 minutes from here, and I already think it's like, you know.
Out.
Yeah, I already think it's out. Like, that's what I love about this area. You know, I mean, I'm the same way with you. I grew up in the city too, but here you get to have both worlds, you know, and
yep.
I love that. Within 10 minutes, you can be in nature.
Absolutely. We kind of say it's like Reading, and especially where we are out in the woods, you're like 3 hours from lots of really good things. So if you yep. need the city, you're within 3 hours from several options of
mm-hmm.
a city.
Yeah.
You know, but it is so nice. Like, I love my drive to and from work every day because I get to go over the lake, I get to see the mountains, and it's such an amazing, peaceful drive in yeah. and out every day.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is. So cool. So, Avita, then, that's really what brought you into the beauty industry?
Yeah. I started in the beauty industry in 1995. It's the year I graduated high school.
Mm.
My start into the beauty industry was kind of interesting. I had a friend who was leaving her position at a salon that she was working at. And, you know, we were 18. And she basically just said, come take my job. And so I didn't even realize she hadn't actually, like, asked the owner or anything if I could take her job. I just showed up for work.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
She was leaving for college to Arizona, and I showed up for work. And they hired me and brought me on. So I worked at the front desk, went through training at the front desk. I have done everything you can imagine in this industry. I mean, my first job at that salon, you know, I worked the front desk. We had a spa. I cleaned bathtubs. You know, I did the laundry.
Yeah.
Like, I have been everything in this industry. I'm not a hairdresser. People ask all the time.
I was just going to ask that. So are you a stylist?
I'm not. I'm an esthetician.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So I got my aesthetics license in 1996. So I do facials. I still am in the treatment room a couple days a month.
Yeah.
I go back and forth with that. I do it when I have time. My main job now is owning.
Yeah.
You know, I currently have 19 employees.
Wow.
We are a team-based salon, so they are. You know, they you consider them employees.
Yeah.
So I've done it all.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So 1996 was my start.
No, that's so cool.
That's
well,
so
I want to
cool.
get back more into this when we're coming up on our first commercial, but commercial break. But yeah, let's get into Boheme Spa Salon
awesome.
And the culture there, because I think that's why you think she's a hairdresser, because she always looks like
well,
it.
Well, yeah. No.
And we just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors that's been helping us throughout this time since we got on KCNR. Shout out to Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach. Free health coaching services. Call Jesse at 530-355-5929. And to bargain books and more, located at 836 Butte Street. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. She'll do book trades too, you guys. And Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue, results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. And to Deborah Mitchell's with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. Remember that these ladies and their businesses are all open. Check out their Facebook pages and their website. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. This is the Women of Vision on KCNR.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We are a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show. This is Sarah. We are here with Allie
Evers.
Please still love me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do.
And we were talking about Boheme and business and all that. And I was curious more about how your partnership and how you treat them like partners. That's the mentality.
That's a great question. So my background in this industry comes from a different way. So in the Midwest, like, it's a very different way that businesses are kind of run. It's more run as a business, you know. So let me back up and say, like, I love every aspect of this industry, and I feel like there is truly a place for every type of salon, every type of, you know, expert in salon, stylist, every possibility. There's a great opportunity for that, and you need to find your niche of what works best for you. What's worked best for me as an owner is to run my business as a team. So that's what I came from, and that was the models that I saw, and the salons that I worked in were employee-based salons, and that's what I mean by team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different situation. You know, it's a situation where people are paid normal paychecks. They fill out a W-4.
Yeah.
You know, the benefits are there to being an employee. Some of those benefits really shined through during COVID for my team members, mm-hmm. you know, in a lot of ways, one of them being the fact that they could go on unemployment,
yeah.
you know, and had a far easier time
sure.
Being able to do that and to honestly, in a lot of ways, survive during our closure during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that the way that I run my business is right or wrong. You know,
yeah.
it is what I know and it is what has worked for me.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of benefits that I can offer. There's a lot of opportunity for growth. You know, I feel like it's a great thing to be able to know that you're putting into your future when you are an employee. You know, there's benefits that mm-hmm. are had to you. Again, we saw a lot of those start to kind of play out during COVID. And so for me, COVID and our closure as a non-essential business was the first time that I really got to see that and to see the benefits and just know and feel like, hey, I'm on the right path with this. And I can see people, you know, just being able to survive during that process. Mm. It was tough. Our industry was hit really
mm-hmm.
hard and is
really hard.
Continuing yeah. to be hit really yeah. hard. It's been an interesting comeback from COVID for sure. Sure. But so I run it as a team-based salon. You know, we operate full hours. Everyone has a set schedule. We shifted our schedules a little bit through COVID. You know, everyone, I try to be really conscious about days off. Like most of my team have either 3 days off or 4 days off. We try to do them together so they have a lot of self-care time and rest time mm-hmm. in between.
Yeah. A lot of work-life balance.
A work-life balance. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that that's just something that works for us. Mm-hmm. And again, there's no real right or wrong, but it is yeah. it is what has worked for Bohemian.
That would like totally offend me, a non-essential business. I feel like
yeah, you're like thanks.
Yeah, Bohemian Spa Salon is like, this is people's therapy and like you
yeah.
said, self-care.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going kind of crazy.
Well, you are not alone. Yeah. I mean,
well,
trust
and I think
me.
Work is essential. So it's like mm-hmm. I mean, how do you categorize a non-essential business versus an essential one to someone who's, you know, livelihood is and the way that they support themselves is based on
Absolutely.
That trade and that mm-hmm. skill set. So, yeah, I know. I agree with you. It's sort of like a weird term that to some degree I take issue with as well because, you know, okay, maybe in a COVID situation, maybe it's not the first thing you think of is getting a facial. I mean, I want a facial, but I do. I want one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but I mean, it's like it's essential to the person who – is mm-hmm. earning
well,
that paycheck.
I mean, we heard that from a lot of people.
Of course.
You know, we all feel like we're essential.
Of course.
You know, it was our industry, I feel like, got targeted very hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think blamed in the possibility of spreading COVID
right.
more than some other industries.
Yes.
And I don't feel like that's very valid. You know, I spoke out a lot. And I say this in a very fortunate way because we were able to – we had to close. We closed from March 20th through June 1st.
Mm.
That was the duration of time that we were closed here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were able to reopen. And then the rest of California, a lot of other counties still stayed closed.
Yeah.
You know, there were still counties that were closed until literally 2 weeks ago. You know, there were counties that opened and then had to close again, you know, 6 weeks after being able to open. So I feel very fortunate that since June we were able to stay open. However, you know, our industry already, much like the restaurant industry, in general, we run on really slim profit. You know, when you're doing services, you know, you
yeah.
are – it's a lot like the restaurant industry. Service industry in general runs on very slim profit.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, it's all about the services you're doing. It's
yep.
all about the retail that's happening. You know, there's not a lot of extra dollars floating around to get you through all of this closure.
Right.
And people in our industry live a lot of times paycheck to paycheck. So that is really, really hard. And so the closure being deemed non-essential and being closed one of the longest durations of time of any kind of business was really hard. And it was definitely touch and go for, I saw many, many salons and spas close. You know, I have been around a long time in this industry. I've been in this industry since 1996. You know, working with tons of salon owners all over the country when I was traveling and educating and doing all of that. So I'm close with a lot of owners, not just in the Aveda network, but in general. And I'm not kidding when I say, you know, I would see 3 to 4 salons closing a day.
So
you know,
sad.
People that were not making it through. And it was very touch and go for us. And I'll be honest in saying that, you know, I spent probably the first week was walking around kind of numb. The first week of being closed was walking around kind of numb, you know, helping my entire team and then others beyond my team to be able to apply for unemployment and getting everyone the correct paperwork to be able to apply for unemployment and helping that happen. And then it was literally a what paperwork can I fill out for grants, for loans, for what's available to me and how do I do this? You know, so I probably spent the first 3 to 4 weeks of being closed just literally filling out paperwork for whatever I could. And then it got into the, like, are we going to make it phase of, you know, worry, self-doubt, anxiety as time went on, you know, and then the light at the end of the tunnel started to come and the then race to get your doors back open.
So I have a question about the psychology of opening the doors again, the psychology of the clientele. So I think that you really made an interesting point about how to some degree restaurants and salons were almost vilified in a way, you know, not with the intention of being vilified, but that was sort of the narrative for a while.
Like absolutely.
You go into a salon, you go into a restaurant, you're going to walk out with COVID. So then things...
you're very right.
Right? I mean, okay. So then you open back up again, and I know that there were obviously so many people who were eager to get back in the chair and to get their hair done and support their esthetician, support their stylist, you know, manicurist, all of that. But how was it for you opening back up again and getting those seats filled? Did you feel like there was a challenge, that there was a misconception of, well, how safe is it really?
100%.
Is it really okay for me to come back?
I will tell you that.
I mean, like, what was that process like?
Absolutely. And that's still going on to this day.
It is.
You know, so I think that I'll back up a little bit to say I've been on a lot of calls with owners, you know, and again, very fortunate I only own one location. I've been on a lot of different calls with people that own 3 to 4 locations, you know, and are still in cities where they're like, you can only open to 50% capacity. You can only do this. You know, we took a lot of precautions immediately, even within the couple of weeks after we were closed, not knowing when we were going to be able to reopen. So as soon as they started giving the guidelines, we were following the guidelines. You know, we knew we wouldn't be able to separate our stations out 6 feet, so we actually built dividers between each of our hair stations. You know, so we, like, we started doing things right away. We put up plexiglass at our front desks. You know, we still, to this day, everyone through our door is wearing a mask.
Okay.
You know, like, we have a little mask station at the front of our salon. If you don't bring in your own mask, we have disposable masks for you. So we took the precautions extremely seriously. With that said, there are people that still have not returned. You know, there are definitely people who are like, we love you guys and we've seen what you're doing. We're just not ready to come
just
back.
Just not ready for that,
Yep. And we honor that. You know, we understand that. Like, I think that one of the things that really came out of this, I've changed a lot, I think, as an owner, coming out of this. Not only toward, I hope, my team and my approach to my team, but you have to meet people where they're at. You know, and we do, a lot of our more senior stylists had a clientele that was maybe a little older. And there's a lot of those people who we have still not seen come back.
Yeah, let's continue that conversation. We're going in our second commercial break.
Many questions.
So we have Michelle Lane of Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops. We have Ash and Jazz from Lip From Within at 2449 Athens Avenue. They have tons of great services. Definitely look them up. We have Bev Gray with Zervita. She offers the most delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. And we also have Felicia Torochi of All Fired Up. She's located at 1796 Churn Creek Road. She's pottery, painting, and all sorts of art stuff. And, yeah, those are our sponsors.
Thank you, ladies. We'll be right back with Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and we are interviewing Allie, who's the owner of Boheme Salon and Spa on Dana Drive, and there is so much to talk about. During commercial break, I was in her ear just, so now I will. So now I'll ask the questions for everybody else. Okay, so we were talking about how in this industry that you are in, how there is this interesting sort of dichotomy between the masks, the pro-maskers, the like when you come in, wear your mask, hand sanitize, we have all the things to protect you. And then in the same industry, you have, you know, people in salons own or work in salons that are like, you don't need to wear a mask, it's fine. So what I'm wondering is how do you kind of navigate holding firm to your company policy in saying this is how we are choosing to stay open and maintain our business by protecting? I mean, do you find that you have pushback from people that are like, I don't want to wear them. Yeah. Either A, that I don't feel comfortable yet, which I understand, certainly. And then the people that are like, you know, I don't want to have to wear a mask. I don't want to, like, how do you kind of resurface?
Yeah. So we just very specifically decided that we were going to follow the guidelines that were set forth to the best of our ability and that we could. We got the guidelines. Mm-hmm. And then we actually have a guest, I won't say her name, but one of our guests who comes to our salon, was awesome with us. She's an HR coach, and she came in, she pulled out, you know, the guidelines with us. She went through everything and was like, you guys look great. You know, so it was great to hear that. Like, you know, she saw it from the perspective of basically following the guidelines that the state set forth, OSHA set forth, you know, here's what you need to follow. I will be honest in saying that's just what we chose to do. So for us, you know, we've been holding the same line since the beginning. You know, when you are in the salon, you're going to be wearing a mask. Like when you're getting a service, you're going to be wearing a mask. If this is what we're doing, these are our guidelines. If you want to get your service, these are the guidelines.
And as an esthetician, you are on the face. You are working. How has that impacted, again, not just speaking as a business owner, but specifically in your line of work? How does that how has this impacted
So the county and the state, I should say, did not allow spa services to open until after hair. So it was a couple weeks after hair the spa was allowed to be open. And it had its own guidelines. So, like, when someone comes in for a facial with me, I'm wearing a mask the entire time. You know, they come in the room, they wash their hands, I wash my hands. You know, we are both wearing masks throughout the entire consultation. Then I step out, they get changed, and then they are allowed to take their mask off. You know, at that point, the goal is I've done most of my talking, and neither of us are going to be talking. Although, you know, my people, I've been seeing the same people for like 9 years.
Friends,
and they're,
you know, they want to say hi, how you doing?
I can't be like, shh, you know, so, but everyone's been really respectful of that. So, again, there are guidelines. You know, we, I'll be honest in saying our business did have our own scare with COVID. You know, we chose to close. We chose to get everyone tested. We wanted to be as safe as absolutely possible. You know, I felt incredibly responsible to make sure that that happened. You know, again, I think every business has to feel out what's right for them. And I can fortunately say we have not had a lot of pushback. Have we lost a couple people who don't want to wear masks? Yes, we have. You know, and I kind of feel like then that's just not a right fit, and that's your choice.
That's right.
I respect that.
That's right.
And we will move forward.
Because there will be people eager to fill those spots.
Absolutely.
You know,
and, and my belief always in this business, COVID aside, is that there's enough for everyone. You know, there's enough to go around for everyone. And I think that people will find what fits best for them.
I feel like it's this whole situation has been like a the parting of the Red Sea. It's like you knew who your people and you're not, you thought your people.
I feel like that's unfortunate. You know, I mean, but it, I think that's the state of the world at the moment. COVID has just kind of been a microcosm.
The worst pruning of your life.
You know, from a business standpoint, like, there's so much to have been learned, I think, as a small business owner, you know, throughout this process. It's something we have never faced before.
What would you say in all of this? Because I really do believe in silver linings. Like, I think you can be in the muck, right? Like, in the mire and the dirty and the whole thing. But there is something to be said when you're out, right? There's something that you take away and go, okay, well, if I didn't fall into that pit, I wouldn't now know this. So would you say that you have found that silver lining? Do you feel like you've come out of this stronger and maybe more prepared for a next possible, I don't know, when Godzilla comes out of the ocean? Because I think that's going to happen next month. I don't know. But do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like...
I don't want that on my bingo
card. I don't want that either.
No, there's a lot I don't want on my bingo card for the rest of the year. I think that I would say the things that I probably have come out of this, I think, are a different mindset as an owner in a hope toward my team. You know, I think that being more flexible, I think one of the things that, you know, being on these calls with a lot of other owners, and these are owners that I find as mentors and I really look up to, you know, and one of the things that was said over and over again was, number one, meeting people where they're at, that, you know, everyone dealt with this differently and every team member had a different need. You know, some people were really anxious coming back. Some people were so excited to come back. You know, some people still every day is like, what's today going to bring, you know, and we've also seen kind of the ebb and flow of the books and the ebb and flow of the business. And, you know, it's hit different team members in different ways. So I think it's just kind of meeting people where they're at and hopefully also saying yes more than saying no. That was another thing out of it, is like we changed a lot in regard to how we operate, you know, and I'm hoping out of that has come more flexibility and has come more, you know, we can kind of weather anything as a team. So I think that's it. I still today, you know, still every day, and we've been open since June 1st. I feel like every day is sort of like, what's today going to bring? You know?
I feel like we're all in a giant therapy group together. Yeah. And we're just next exercise.
Totally. Yes, exactly.
I think I've learned a lot about myself in just the management of anxiety. Like, I don't think I've ever, I'm not really a person that I feel like I suffer from depression, but I will say at the beginning of this, I felt the closest that I had ever felt.
You are talking to my soul.
I felt like I was just walking in circles in my own home, you know, not really sure what to do with myself, not being helpful to my family, not being helpful to my kids, not being helpful to deciding what was going to be moving forward with the business. But I think I needed to do that to then have that moment and then be like, all right, it's time to like get moving. And I know we're not over with this. You know, there's, you know, luckily here in our county, I feel like we have done well. You know, I still watch the numbers that are put out every single day from the Human Health and Services Department. You know, I'm still watching that every day. I feel like we're maybe out of the woods of another closure, but at this point, I feel like we've been through so much, I can kind of weather it.
I mean, look at around us right now. We're covered in smoke.
I mean, we had our first, you know, a couple years during the car fire was our first where we were closed for a few days. You know, it was the first sort of like, wow, what do we do as a business? You know, how do we get people coming back? We had a very slow roll back from that. You know, even from the car fire, we lost a lot of business because people moved. Or, you know, unfortunately, many of our guests lost their houses. You know, and luckily our team was all safe. But for that duration of time, our team scattered to the wind. You know, getting even our own team back took days. So, you know, we learned a lot from that. And then with this, it's just a... You meet people where they're at. And you do the best you can.
And I'd like to be stay optimistic in a way. Like, it's been kind of crappy 2 years, but I'm hoping we get out stronger.
Well, I kind of think we have to. I mean, I think we have to. There has to be a reason for all of this, you know, and again, kind of circling back to that silver lining thing. Like, I feel like there has to be cosmically a reason for this, you know. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, but what you were saying earlier about like feeling like you, I think you speak to, I mean, you certainly spoke to me in that moment just now, but I think that you are speaking to a lot of people who feel like, you know, their mental health was never really anything that they thought about or worried about or had. And then this kind of like threw the healthy of us, you know, the most healthy of us in a tailspin to a degree. And
I like where you're going with that. Let's swing back to that. We're going in our last commercial break, ladies. I know it's going like a bullet train today. I want to give another shout out to Dana Grandmaster, Intuitive Life Coach. She's having her
Clarity Mastermind.
Clarity Mastermind on October 11th.
Get clear.
Yes. And and to Max Mallari with World Financial Group, Life and Insurance Agent, and to our resident unicorn, Sarah Marie Spectrum, Unleash Your Dreams, Own Your Imagination.
SarahMarieSpectrum.com or SarahMarieSpectrum on Instagram. And, of course, to our number one supporter, Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana whoop, Drive, Suite 130. Ali, thank you always. And you, I remember, like, oh, man, like, when you supported our first the fashion show, that was fun.
Oh, that was so much
good
fun.
Good old days. Yes. And finally, to our Reliefs Trading, they're a plant medicine that works naturally and affordably. Well known for their signature deep freeze pain. It relieves your pain. Anyway, we'll be right back. Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
Vision. Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes. Everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm a newbie, so you guys just hold on a second here. Okay, we're back. We're back with Ellie, and I am learning so much in the commercial break. I've decided that I'm obsessed with her. And
she's going to stalk her Instagram.
I'm
going
to stalk you like you have.
Not that exciting.
I'm
going to
stalk you so hard. You have no idea. Okay.
I'm a nerd, so.
Okay, well, yep, I'm going to nerd out on you. So we were kind of talking a little bit about mental health and just balancing mental health, and then you shared just now. Seriously, you guys, she's lost 42 pounds since April.
Woohoo!
Like, that's crazy. Good for you. Thanks. That's amazing. So, I could just talk about that, okay? But let's not, because let's not. I'm going to sound vapid. So let's talk about, instead, the community work that you have been doing. And I know that you are involved with One Safe Place.
Yes.
And you were just saying how you've got a lot to share. So the floor is yours.
Oh, well, thanks.
Tell us all about it.
I've been a volunteer with One Safe Place for almost 3 years. I just had my, like, came up on my social media the other day of my start of my first, you know, volunteer class, and it was on so September 11th.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, so 3 years ago, I had wanted to do it for a long time, and finally I just was like, I'm doing this. So I signed up and I went through the training. It's pretty intense training for sure to be a volunteer. So that's kind of one of the things. If you volunteer for One Safe Place, you do have to go through the training program to get certified as an advocate, a volunteer advocate for domestic violence and sexual assault. So it's an intense training. Yeah. And then after I did that, I kind of wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And I found my niche with court. So I go to court with people that are seeking restraining orders. They're clients of One Safe Place. You know, they're going through that process. I'm there as a court advocate to really just kind of help navigate, like, hey, this is what's happening. I'm here for you. I'm here to stand with you. If you have questions, you know, let me help explain what's going to happen in the next 2 minutes you're standing in front of the judge.
Wow.
So I never really thought that was going to be my thing.
How did it become
your
thing?
I don't know.
Like, how did that door open?
I got really nervous about answering the hotline and being on the hotline for some reason. Like, the phone was more nervous for me than being in person with someone.
Sure.
And I'm also kind of a mama bear. You know, I will get in there. And so for me, it was really more of like, I wanted to do something that I felt was direct support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard position. There's not a lot of people that want to do it. It's emotionally taxing. You know, you're dealing with people and they're raw. State.
Well,
you are dealing with people that are in trauma.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's good. It's good. There are days that it's harder than others, but I do enjoy it. And I love the people that I get to serve. I also really love the team, you know, who's there. I work very closely with the court advocate who works for One Safe Place. And she is amazing. And I really like it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's been good.
That's so cool.
Right now, I'm really all about getting people to vote. I don't really care who you vote for. I mean, I do. I'll leave it at that.
That's a topic for another day.
We're not going to touch that topic. However, I am very happy to assist you with whatever party you want to vote for with getting registered to vote. You know, that... I love to vote. I love to vote in person. I love the experience of going to the polls. I vote every time there's an election, big or small. And so I just, I really am passionate about getting people registered to vote.
Yeah, I mean, for people who are listening, let's just pretend that some of them don't vote.
Yeah, or just need to register this year.
Yeah, like, what's this?
So it's a form. You can register either on a paper form with me. You can find me and I'll register you. Or literally, you can register online. You can go to the Secretary of State site for California and get registered yourself. The window of time to get your mail-in ballot is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. If you are planning to vote by mail, you kind of got to do it ASAP because I don't know if you're going to get your ballot. You know, like get registered ASAP if that was your goal and your plan. But California, you can register pretty close up to the time of actual voting if you're just planning to go to the polls, which our polls are going to be open. So that's kind of, you know, the option. So it's just been something I'm passionate about. Haven't signed many people up yet. But I'm trying. But I do. It's a thing for me. Definitely a passion for me. And also I will put in a little plug that our Boheme team, we have two teams this Thursday are going to be guest baristas at Dutch Bros.
Oh, fun.
We are doing the Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. So we will be at 2900 Churn Creek. It's the Dutch Bros. That's by what what people have told me is called Four Corners. So Hartnell, Churn Creek, that area.
Yeah.
So we're at 2900 Churn Creek. We'll be there between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then also 2 to 4 raising money for Turtle Bay. And I begged them to bring animals to us. So I think we're going to get some baby skunks and hopefully a porcupine and the turtle and a tortoise,
awesome.
I should say. So we're excited.
That's the one next to Grocery Outlet.
No. It's further down. It's
further
to
down.
Hartnell.
Closer to like Enterprise High School.
I'm from Texas. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, closer to Enterprise. So it's basically about, I would say, like a block.
Like the surprise one. You're like, oh, there's another one on
the
street.
The surprise one.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I keep driving by it because there was construction going on, and I'm like, please be gone. Please be gone.
Yeah.
Please be gone. Yeah. But it looks like they're going to be gone. So
yay.
This Thursday, the 17th, 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4, we'll be at Dutch Brothers.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Come on by. We also are going to be giving away Boheme goodies, and we're going to be doing like a golden ticket in some of those, so you can win like a service.
That's really cool. I love that you have taken your sort of like philanthropic work and infused it into your salon, you know, and then now really like sending out, you know, your staff to then continue. I think that's awesome.
They wanted to help. So
that's
I put it out there of who wanted to help. So we have team hair in the morning.
Yeah.
It's me and one of our stylists named Michaela. And then we have team spa in the afternoon.
Oh, fun.
So it's me and our nail tech, Jules.
Fun.
We'll be out there. So we kind of have our own little internal competition.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So where can our guests find you? And also your services, like what type of services do you guys offer?
So our salon offers everything, our salon and spa. So we're full salon for hair. We do nails, just specializing in manicures and pedicures. We don't do acrylics or gels or things like that. We really try to keep all of our services on the very natural side. The products we use are very natural. Our services are pretty natural. I like to say that we offer, you know, simple services, but we do them incredibly well.
Yeah.
And so that's what I like to focus on. So hair, we offer full, you know, cutting, coloring, both men and women. I do facials. We have another esthetician, so we do facials. We do massage, waxing, and we offer manicures and pedicures.
So. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a website?
Yeah. So our website is bohemesalon.com, and that kind of lists all of our services. And then our biggest social that we do is Instagram. So you can find us at Boheme Salon and Spa on Instagram. And we're always doing giveaways and fun stuff, and we try to keep it fun. So
nice.
Yep.
That's so cool. Well, visit Allie, you guys. When is the Dutch Bros thing again?
It's this Thursday.
This Thursday. Okay.
17th. Yep. 2900 Churn Creek. Come by. Get a drink. Every drink gives $1 to Turtle Bay. And you can donate some extra and just get some goodies and.
And play with animals.
And play with animals. Cause,
and pet a skunk.
Yeah.
They're cute.
They are really cute. Especially
animals.
The babies.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
They're so cute.
We're hoping to get lots of animals.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. We're just so happy you came.
It was
really fun and really fast.
I was so nervous.
No, it was great.
You did great.
Thanks. Yes.
And you can always come back, you know, whenever you have time, although it took like almost 3 years to get you here.
Better not be another 3 years.
And now we know why.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing lady. But anyway, just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for listening. As far as Women of Vision announcements, we're starting to kick back up with our meetings. Our third Fridays are on. We'll be at Heritage Roasting Co. 9 a.m. third Fridays, and we have different speakers that present different topics. So anyway, just meet us there, and hopefully we're going to get our socials
and
back
where
up.
Is Heritage and Co. For those that might not.
In Shasta Lake.
They're in Shasta Lake City.
Yeah.
They're in Shasta
Lake. Yeah. So
they have like one of the best London fogs I've ever had
they
in my
do.
Entire life.
Like, yes.
I was obsessed and I went with
really good stuff. And Sarah, did you have any announcements regarding Sarah Marie Spectrum?
Well, I'm still doing the graduation photos. If you did not get a graduation, I am photographing your senior photos for free, like this past spring. And then I am also doing we're going to be doing some Halloween specials, but I haven't posted any of that yet because we're just now until September. Well, I guess we're mid-September now, so
yeah.
It's time to start. So
I have to say, for those that may not see, you posted this image on your Instagram of you in a blue dress, and I swear to God, I picked at my jaw when I saw it. You looked amazing.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
That's the wizardry of Ava Ocha.
Nice.
Yeah, so you should definitely shoot with her for sure.
Holy moly.
Wow. How about you, Alicia?
Freaking amazing.
Do you have any promotions? We have less than 1 minute.
I don't. No, I don't. I'm sort of mulling some things around for couples for next year in 22. I haven't really finalized what I want to do yet. So maybe next week when I'm here, I can talk a little bit about what I've got going on. But yeah, I got
What's your website, at least?
Oh, so my website is carrotsandconfettievents.com, but easier just to find me, Carrots and Confetti, on Facebook and Instagram. Okay,
all right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll catch you next Tuesday at 6 o'clock here at Women of Vision at KCNR.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.